tell me if your timing of filing this day is intentional to coincide with Obama's announcement.
No, actually, I'd have filed it the other day, but when I looked at the House bill, it was not written correctly. And I did some work on this. So the language in this bill is different than the House bill that Representative Guernsey did file.
So if not,
but it is coincidental that I filed it today. And then also Senator Schaefer did a very good speech about the erosion of our rights.
What did your bill
do? Is it prompted by what Obama is proposing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. It is. It is deals with that issue of... his executive orders are included in the bill, and that they shall not be enforced in the state of Missouri, relating to semi-automatic firearms, high-capacity magazines, or any other accessories, firearms accessories.
What is the mechanism by which it will be enforced?
Well, we just say that it can't be enforced here. It will be... Actually, federal agents, if they come in the state, would be committing a felony here in Missouri.
Okay, so it would be a felony crime to attempt to enforce federal law inside
in
the state
of Missouri.
What country is Missouri part of?
That's all right. We just heard that, you know, states do have their rights, too. I visited with a lot of sheriffs that say, hey, my interpretation of the Constitution is different than... what is going on now. We will not send our people out to do what the federal government is trying to do right now.
The original Constitution, not changed by the 10th Amendment, says laws of the United States are supreme over the laws of the state. Aren't you inviting a constitutional problem for the state of Missouri if this becomes law?
I think Wyoming is the first one to file it, so we'll probably find out what constitutional issues prevail with their law.
So you're saying the Supremacy Clause doesn't count?
I'm saying that I think we need to stand up for our rights and how we interpret the Constitution here in Missouri.
If this were a federal law rather than executive order, would that change your position?
Not really mine. But I'm sure that we'll have to work through things. Of course, executive orders more than likely will go to court, and it could be years before we find out what or how the courts rule on this issue.
Does the bill address non-enforcement of executive orders or non-enforcement of a federal law that would also be passed?
It does both.
It does both. So,
I think we've got a copy here.
You know, long ago, this country fought a war over what federal laws should be enforced in what states, and it was preceded by a lot of argument about the idea of nullifying federal law. And why is it so important on this issue and many others that I've seen in the last 2 years that Republicans file bills attempting to nullify federal laws within the state of Missouri?
Really, I think we are trying to stand up to the way that Missourians interpret our Constitution, and one of the great things we have is our Second Amendment, which actually protects all of our other amendments.
The Second Amendment protects all of the other amendments. Carrying a gun protects everything else. My freedom of speech.
Yes,
my freedom
sir.
Of press.
I do believe that,
my
sir.
My freedom to go to church.
Yes.
Some of our
You look at other countries, that's the first thing they did, was start registering gun owners, taking guns away, and then their countries went downhill as far as freedoms that they had.
Are there any federal regulations that you would accept? Because there's some talk about better background checks or a better registration system.
I would have to look at those and see what they are, but right now I don't agree with the speed in which things are going. I don't think they've been vetted real good.